it's Em and Fiona.
Oh my God, how are you? Last night was an absolute belter. Our big night of laughs. Dave and Emma's first time on stage. And can I say, not to be picking favourites or anything, Emma, you absolutely stormed it.
My God, thank you so much. It was terrifying. I don't know what happened, but as soon as the second half started, my nerves kind of disappeared, which was so weird. I think I was just settled, you know.
Yeah, I think that would have been the one.
Anyway, I hope you enjoy this and I hope you get even one. Just give me one sympathy laugh. Just one.
That'll ah, you won't stop. You're not going to stop. Christmas
feels so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
All right, guys. Get excited. We are about to bring Emma Nolan on for her very first stand-up comedy set. You've all had a drink. You all know this is for charity. So give a fucking socks. I'll let everyone who hates Emma go to the toilet. Yeah, go on. All right, yeah. Dave's housemate there, off for a piss. Very good. Okay, very good. All right. Guys, she's had a drink too. And she's actually one of the funniest people I know, even though she doesn't realise it herself. And I know she's a real friend because when she found out I was pregnant, she stopped vaping in the studio. And I said, to be honest, keep going, girl. I want the baby to be a bit of crack. But listen, we are going to welcome Emma Nolan to the stage. Can you give her a massive round of applause? And welcome, Emma Nolan!
Hi, guys. I'm sure it's no surprise to everyone here that I'm absolutely shitting myself. Okay. The whole kind of deal with this when I realised that I had to do this was, can I just go on first, please? Or like second or something, just get it done. And then Dave arrived like riddles with COVID tonight and I was like, oh, Jesus. You want to swap, like? He's like, oh, would you? It's like, oh, fucking, how do I take that back? I turned to the comedians backstage and I said, how many wines do you think I can have before I go on my second? And they said, oh geez, I'd never have more than one. And I was like, how long do I have to wait? Now, before I go any further, when the reviews are inevitably shite for this, remember my name is Emma Doran, who obviously hates me. So that's good. No, my name is Emma Nolan and I'm one third of Fully Charged. And I've been in radio for 13 years. And the one problem I've always had in my career is that I'm not funny. Okay, so after 13 years of hustling, doing late night shows, doing music shows I kind of had no interest in sometimes, finally the dream arrived 3 years ago when I was offered breakfast on Spin, right? And I sat with Nick Kay in a cafe and he said, right, like, we'd love you for this. What are you thinking? And I said, listen, just one stipulation. I'm not funny, though. And that in radio is like, is if you were going for a teaching job, having Enoch Burke as a reference, okay? That is like going for a doctor gig as an anti-vaxxer. It just doesn't really wash. So how I'm here, I don't know. We've done some work on this and a big shout out to Fully Charged listeners this morning because I was so terrified I wouldn't get laughs. We have a laugh track, Callum. These are fake laughs from our listeners who will play when we need to across the evening.
That's very funny.
You're very funny. No, really, despite even the funny thing, when I think back, I probably should never have made it in radio full stop. At 19, my first kind of in was reading the sports news, okay? And lots of us might relate to that, not being sports fans. And one of the highlights for me was on a Saturday morning, for 3 hours straight, I read a bulletin with confidence saying, Paris Saint-Germain are in action this evening. Paris Saint-Germain kick off tonight at 8 o'clock. Paris Saint-Germain, right? So, yeah, that went really well, obviously. And then I think my personal highlight for my newsroom days was one day I was in for a meeting and with my boss in the newsroom and she said, oh, I have to go to a meeting. Would you go in there and just read that bulletin for me there? And I said, yeah, no bother, no bother. I went in and I confidently read a full news and sport bulletin from the day before. Okay. So just when you think I haven't pissed football fans off enough, imagine saying Paris Saint-Germain are in action this evening when they were hammered 3-0 last night, okay? You can imagine the text. I think my personal favourite was, get that fucking blonde bitch off the radio. Another highlight, moved into presenting, and I worked in a radio station in the Midlands at the time, and this was 2017, and I remember it well because Baby Shark was a phenomenon, okay? And we obviously weren't playing Baby Shark. Things weren't that bad. But a terrible idea from the bosses there was, on the weekend, let's get all of our listeners to bring their kids along to this hotel in Athlone to re-record a Baby Shark video with all our listeners' kids. Shite idea, not mine. But our job as radio presenters was to mention it across the shows every now and again to encourage people to come. But the stipulation was, now for this bit, don't talk to the adults, talk to the kids. So you're kind of trying to rework it in your head before you go on air, saying, right, so you're kind of saying, okay, so little ones in the car, I'm talking to you now. Maybe you can ask mommy and daddy if they're around to bring you along to Athlone on Saturday to shoot a video. You know, maybe you love Baby Shark. I'm sure you love the song. I don't know, maybe you think it's fucking infuriating. I was two sentences later before I realised what I'd said. I just cursed at fucking children on the radio. Maybe you think it's fucking infuriating. It took, there was like, in the studio there was a window and then there was a door and then there was the office. And I saw one of the producers of a later show just take her headphones off. And that's when I went, oh yeah, I just full on cursed at people on the radio. That's great for me. Look, the year is coming to an end. Obviously, a really good time to kind of reflect on how you're getting on in life and in your career and all the rest. Look around the room here. Some of my best friends are here. Eimear Nally is here, smashing it in the insurance world, constantly getting promoted and new qualifications, all the rest. Avian Murphy's here from one of the biggest beauty brands in the country, Beabel Beauty. And then I kind of look inward and go, what have I achieved now? I've been on Breakfast 3 years. What have I brought to the show? How have I brought my degree to my work life? And I think, I suppose I was behind the idea of a quiz where I test my male co-presenter on tampons and clits. Good use of your money, mum and dad. Guys, thanks. Please donate. Bye.
Do you think we should make her do it again next year? Yeah. All right, that is binding contract. Okay, guys, we're nearly at the end of the show. Christmas feels
so magical. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.